decades, women were making their purchases in the stalls. People were eating ices in the Café Laitier and nibbling small cakes at the English pastry cook shop. Only a few posting chaises were setting out at a gallop from the Hôtel des Princes and the Hôtel Meurice. Marius entered the Rue Saint-Honoré through the Passage des Lormes. There the shops were closed. The merchants were chatting in front of their half-open doors. People were walking about. The street lanterns were lighted. Beginning with the first floor, all the windows were lighted as usual. There was cavalry on the Place du Palais Royal. Marius followed the Rue Saint-Honoré. In proportion, as he left the Palais Royal behind him, there were fewer lighted windows. The shops were fast shut. No one was chatting on the thresholds. The street grew sombre, and at the same time the crowd increased in density. For the passers-by now amounted to a crowd. No one could be seen to speak in this throng, and yet there arose from it a dull, deep murmur. Near the fountain of the Arbre Sec, there were assemblages, motionless and gloomy groups, which were to those who went and came as stones in the midst of running water. At the entrance to the Rue des Prouvaires, the crowd no longer walked. It formed a resisting, massive, solid, compact, almost impenetrable block of people who were huddled together and conversing in low tones. There were hardly any black...